Hey everyone, I am Reva and just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to our studio podcast. Although we are here in Greenville, South Carolina, we are grateful for your support to see the message of Jesus go out all over the world. In case you are not aware, we have a YouTube channel which you can find the link in our podcast bio. We hope you enjoy this week's talk and it encourages you and it helps you to be the human God designed you to be. So with that, let's get right to it.
We are very excited about today for a lot of reasons, and we keep saying it throughout the gathering, but we just got back from Romania on Thursday night, and we just had a rich, beautiful time, and we thought, what better way to do this to take our whole time on a Sunday and just share stories of what God did, and we want to do that right now. So we're going to transition to a time of talking about our trip.
So it's going to be a time of celebration, and believe it, you guys are involved in this. So you're going to hear some stuff, but just know it's not just for the people that went, but it's actually for you as well. We were gone for 10 days. We were in country for 9 days and at the mission working for 8 days. We took 22 of us over there, which was just an incredible experience. We've led a lot of trips, and this one was super special, and I believe you're going to feel and hear the sweetness as people talk. And then here's some photos why we're talking for you to just enjoy and see some of the things that transpired and some of the stuff we got to do there while we're sharing. A little backdrop on the ministry. The mission in Sigishwara has been there for 7 years. It came out of a ministry that's in Tijuana, Mexico, called the Mission there. And in Mexico, it's an orphanage, it's an elementary school, a daycare, a church. They have a lot of things going on there. Well, they opened up a base in Romania, I think 6-7 years ago. And right now they have this big, bought a big old factory, and they've been redoing it. And the first two floors are usable and redone at the moment. And they go into gypsy villages right outside the village of Sigishwara, where there's Roma people or gypsies that live there. And it's a very impoverished area where living conditions, and they go pick up kids. And they will either take them to public school or they can go to their school, and they bring them in, they bathe them, they do their hair, put clothes on them, clean clothes, and then they feed breakfast to them, and everyone eats all together, more family style. And then they educate them during the day and then bring them back to their homes and do that every day during the weekdays. When we got to go there and be a part of what they do, it was such an honor. When we asked them, you know, we want to come and be a part of what you're doing. How can we bless you? What would you like us to do? And they said, well, there's three things that we would like from Studio. First, if you want, we'd love to have you come be a part of what we do with our kids and be prepared to do some kids ministry. Secondly, our staff works so hard all year long, but right now we're at the end of a school year, and we would love for you to sow into our staff and pour into our staff. And then thirdly, we have this giant building that we bought, this old factory that we're continuing to try to take care of and then do projects. We would love for you to bring some construction teams and to help do some projects around here. And so we went there, and for 8 days, 22 of us did a myriad of things. And I feel most thankful because I feel like we hit a lot of the targets that we set out. And it was just a very sweet, sweet time. Probably one of my favorite things about this team is our youngest team member was 14 years old, and then up to over 50s, mid-50s, and we had everyone in between. It was beautiful and, I would say, dynamic, and because there was so many different ages represented, I would say our multidimensionalness made us really dynamic, and it really is Studio. You know, we had our works projects. One of the team leaders on that project, on their team, came to me and said, Candace, you have an older woman on your team, and she can clean like nobody's business. She's out cleaning all these teenage boys and all these other, like, I want her on my team every day. I'm like, go figure, who would have thought that she would be so incredible in that way? But then we would go in other settings where we're playing with the kids, and those teenage boys were amazing, and they were so good with all the kids, and everyone really shined in different spaces. Our work crews, they worked so hard. They wanted us to come and put like a panel ceiling in and insulation because it gets so cold there in the winter. And our crews that worked there, they were supposed to be certain work times, but they needed all the time to get this project done. And the team just said, we will work as much as we possibly can. We will get this project done before we leave. Even after dinner, we're not done. We'll just keep working. And it was so fun because by the end, we were able to do this kind of reveal of this apartment that these staff members stay in because our teams worked so hard. So it was just an incredibly sweet trip, and the team worked very hard.
Yeah, one of the fun things about this moment for us is the kingdom is really beautiful on so many fronts. And there's a scripture in the Bible where King David had 600 men, and their wives and children and their belongings had been stolen by an enemy. And so they decided to send 400 of his men to go get their wives and children and their stuff back. And 200 of them stayed back to protect all the supplies and what they had still in their possession. And so the 400 men went out, they fought the battle, they found all their wives and children, all their stuff, and the Bible says nothing was missing. They got it all back. They come back to their home, and now they're all together again, and the 400 that went ahead, they said, hey, we should get all the spoil, and the 200 that didn't fight with us shouldn't get it. And David said, no, that's not how this thing works. That they went out, but you, the 200 that stayed back, had a part in this. And so everybody gets equal distribution of the spoil. So what we're sharing today, yes, 22 people of us went and did all the stuff that we're talking about. And you're going to hear more. We're going to have people come up and share. But what I want you to see the connection. I think one of the most funnest moments in our life is when we go spend eternity with God, and he's going to connect all your prayers, all your finances, all your actions, all the things that you did through your life, but you had no idea how it impacted eternity. That, to me, is going to be one of the most incredible moments. And, that one thing I did here affected generations of people, and I had no idea. But you see, that's how the kingdom works. When you make action or you're part of something, we all get the benefit, not just the 22 people that went. And one of the overwhelming things on this trip, and I've shared this publicly, Kenneth and I have led at least 50 teams, maybe up to 100. I've lost track. And we got to the end of this trip, and we looked at the team and said, hey, if you're wondering if this was a special trip, I just want to say it was a very special trip. It's what God did on this trip. And so we are here today to kind of bring stories and spoil, for lack of a better word, to say, hey, you all had a part in this. We felt so incredibly supported financially. We felt so incredibly supported from prayer, encouragement. I was getting texts from some of you throughout the week saying, hey, this is what God spoke to me today. It was continual. We felt like we were sent and covered. So please, when you hear these stories, understand this is not a us conversation. This is a we conversation. And so that was one of the most beautiful things about this, is that I wanted to share with you. This is how the kingdom works. We are an extension, and we get to cover and support each other. And what we want to do is we want to take some time and have different people come up and share stories. So if I could have Hannah, Brett, Jess, and Steven, if you guys are all come up, why don't you give them a hand as they come? Come on up, guys. Yeah, just come stand right back here.
You want to kick it off, lady?
Okay, first I need to tell you, though, Miss Hannah, she is a hairdresser, and when we told them who's on our team, they said, someone can cut hair? Oh, good, it's okay, she can cut all this hair. I'm like, yeah, Hannah, are you good with that? She said, yes. Well, for 2.5 days, we didn't see Hannah because they put her in a room and she was just cutting hair. And I even made a joke on day 2 or 3 at the end when I was coming to check in on her and kind of say, are you doing okay? I said, oh, I was just wondering, can you do one more person? And I saw her take a deep breath and I was just joking. Are you doing okay? So Hannah was in there using her gifts and serving so wholeheartedly and cut kids' hair, cut staff hair, and it was just such a joy. So we look forward to hearing from you, Miss Hannah.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Hannah. Hi. So I had the opportunity to serve and to serve by using my gift. I served staff. I served kids. But there were two situations that happened, and I really felt like the Holy Spirit was speaking in me. And so the first situation, there was a staff member, and she was expressing how her mother had just passed away, and she felt like the weight of the family being on her shoulders, like, wow, I'm the one that has to carry this weight of making sure that everybody stays together and making sure that everybody is okay. And she said that when her mother had passed away, she heard her mom's voice say, please take care of the family, but please take care of your father. And so the Lord told me, he said, just be present with her and listen to what she is saying, because she's expressing her heart. Do the thing that I did for you. Do it to her. Give it to her. Be my hands and feet, and just listen and just be present. You may not have anything to say, but being present and being in the moment is everything. That is God's heart. I said, okay, Lord, I'll listen. And so towards the end, me and a member of the team, we just spoke encouraging words over her. And I could just see, like, the weight being lifted that isn't necessary for her to carry be broken and be dropped. And so there was another kid. His name was David. And I saw, like, a huge light in him. And I felt like, Lord, I want to sow into him. I want to do something to support him, but I don't know how. I'm not even from here, so I don't know the ways that I could support. So I kept it in the back of my head, and I went throughout the trip, but I kept thinking about it. So towards the end, we had an opportunity to sponsor kids, and the Lord said, I want you to walk to the table, and I want you to see who's at the table. And the kid that I saw was at the table. I said, Lord, well, what are you trying to tell me out of all of this? And he said, my heart is everything, and my support is everything. And we are meant to go into places and be the hands and feet of Jesus, and to show his heart and to show his love, even in places where it seems impossible. Nothing is impossible for him. Everyone can be reached. And God trusts us so much to give his love and to share his love and to be his love and to spread it, so that when we leave, it'll still be something that is there, that is left. So with the studio being the culture of helping people and being a place where God and people can meet, that is something that we also give and we take and we leave, and that we can go and it's still there. It's the gift that keeps giving.
Come on. That's awesome. Thank you, Hannah. Hey, Brett. And Brett, share next. As Brett comes up, someone in the church gave us $12,000 to bless the staff. And so we felt like Santa Claus. I was like, I'm sugar daddy right now. I mean, we're going to have some fun. It's fun when people help you be the sugar daddy. That's what happened. So we had $12,000 to spend. And one of the things, and we asked them, we said, hey, what would be a blessing to you guys? And one of the things they said is, and we asked them numerous times, they said, nope, this is what we want. One of them was a commercial dishwasher, because they have so many people they're feeding daily, and a commercial dishwasher. And I don't know about you, but I want to get one of those in my house. Your dishes are done in a minute. It's done. And so we were able to buy a commercial grade top end dishwasher, commercial dishwasher, as well as some parts with that. So Brett and I got to know each other pretty well the first 2 or 3 days, and we are learning the electrical system, the plumbing systems, and it's all different voltage, all different everything. And so Brett and I, we spent 2 or 3 days in that kitchen, and at the very end, when we finally installed it and got it running, the ladies in the kitchen were ecstatic. They was like this beautiful face expression. They said, we need that one on the right there. She's the head kitchen. And she said, we need to celebrate. And I'm like, that's right. We need to celebrate. So she brought out crepes and peanut butter and jelly. And we did 8 crepes, peanut butter and jelly for a while. And it was just a beautiful moment. But Brett, I'd love for you to share what was this trip for you and the impact and what's on your heart.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everyone. For this trip, I really went open-handed. I didn't know what to expect. It had been a while since I'd been on the mission field. And just going to the mission, there was 3 things that really stood out for me. One is the resolve, and I just want to give Eric and Candace some kudos. You guys have amazing leaders standing before you. Like, the resolve in their heart for supporting Gina and Jimmy, it's done. Like, it's solid for the rest of their life. Like, they have said, we will support you guys in what you're doing in the mission in Tijuana and in Romania. That just spoke to my heart of as far as knitting friendships together. For me, is like going there and meeting their team, Gina and her crew. We got the opportunity to meet Juan. Juan was one of their leaders who's out of Tijuana, who came just for the week to be with us to kind of lead a work group. And just feeling like hearts are knit together, like brothers and sisters. It was just amazing to see. I heard someone on the team speaking. They were one of the younger team. They were like, I'm just excited to see that God's doing the same thing that he's doing in studio. He's doing it in the mission in Romania. And just to see God move and the Spirit come and just bring freedom to everybody that they're touching. It was just amazing to be a part of that. The other thing was being a part of the work crew. I'm so proud of this team to go and bring 22 strangers in, like, hey, we got to assimilate and do these things. We just got there, and Gina gave us the kind of the rundown of the list that we need to get done. And one of the guys that was a leader there, his name is Nelu. He's one of the maintenance kind of crew that leads everything going on. And before we were coming, Gina's like, this is what I want to get done, Nelu. I want to do, you know, radiators. I want to do this room. I want to do dishwasher. And he's like, Gina, there's no way we can get all of this done. There's too much. We only have them for 7 days. And Gina's like, no. You don't know Eric and Candace's crew. Like, the studio, they're going to get it done. And he's like, there's no way. And he's like, at the end of the week, he's like, I am blown away with your guys' work ethic and what you were able to do. And I really believe that the Holy Spirit just empowered us to just keep going. Because when we got there, it was like 2 a.m. We're like, hey, we got to be up by 7 and rock and roll. And I don't know if we have pictures of those rooms. They're amazing. And the other thing is, like, the things we did with the dishwasher and the rooms, like, we were impacting their quality of life for their team every day. Either shortening a task if it's just dishes, but this will allow them to continue to scale and touch more kids and continue to be better and wiser with their time. And then the rooms that we were able to install and get ready just gives that staff team a safe haven to kind of get rejuvenated to continue to do what they do every single day. And they really are making such an impact, I believe, on the nation and the world with the kids in Romania. They're bringing them. We went to the city or the villages one day, and as a father of 3 kids, it was hard to see. Like, at first I was like, walk through it. I was so busy. But then it kind of like came over waves on me of like, these kids don't know how to dream because their parents don't know how to dream. And I saw these kids come out of, I was walking with Juan through the villages and getting kids, and I watched this, he's up here, his name is Andre, he's 4 years old, and there were probably 3 kids and his parents living in this tiny little shack, no heating, cooling, running water, and I saw the door open, and Juan's like, hey, you guys ready to go? And this 4-year-old covered in dirt comes out like, let's go. And he knew he was going to get fed that day, and he was going to take a shower. And he was really special because he was the village. He had a disability, mentally disability. And so the village had kind of wrote him off, like, hey, he's special, and we can't help him, so we don't take him to school. He can't learn anything. And the mission after the last couple of years, like, no, he can learn. It might take him a little bit longer, but we're going to take him and love on him. And it was just amazing to see the transformation of what they're doing, what they're giving their lives for, and then to truly see the kingdom come, whether you were here praying or you gave finances or you went on the trip, like, I really, for me personally, like to see the kingdom fully manifest in that process. And, you know, Eric said sugar daddy, but to see someone like a need and he's like, we got that. We're going to go to the hardware store. We're going to get that. We need a pressure washer. Let's go get that. We need a dishwasher. Let's go get that. Like, I've never been a part of that. And it was just amazing and really impactful. I think, you know, we won't know, you know, until we get to heaven, what had really been impacted. So just grateful to be a part of this. And I want to say thank you for sowing and praying into us. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Please come up here. One of my favorite parts of this trip is we got to sow into their staff. And because a family gave us $12,000 to go and sow into their staff, We came with gifts. We came prepared. We did a little survey and asked some questions to them beforehand, like, what's your favorite snack? What do you like to do in your free time? What's your favorite color? And our whole team had it, and we were taking time to pray for them, and they came with kind of prophetic cards or prayer cards, and then we used a lot of that money to buy them gifts. And so we used the bags that we gave out to moms that say, I carry hope, and we filled them with really specific gifts that they asked for, with journals, with leadership development books, with snacks. They have a decent amount of Mexican staff members because their original base is in Tijuana, Mexico. So this is a cool factor. Fact, some of their staff members that are here were some of the orphanage kids that grew up in Mexico. And they've chosen to be on staff to take care of kids in Romania. Like, it is just super cool. So they said, we love Mexican candy. And Gina said, if you just got them hot sauce, they would love that because you can't get access to that in Romania. So our team, we just said, we're going to buy some stuff. We have money. But if you want to get anything off of their list and add to it, go for it. You don't have to. Well, our team was so crazy generous. Like, we already had like suitcases full of stuff, but then they started unloading all these things. Like, someone said they wanted a doll, and someone brought a giant doll and gifts for all these kids. And then Brett, I think it was you, but a lot of people brought so much hot sauce that I had more than enough for each person. I couldn't fit any more in their bags. I had to create a separate bag of, like, here's a hot sauce stash for you. And they were elated in the Mexican candy so much. I don't know if you've ever been in a foreign place where you don't have access to things that are your norm that you loved always having. Well, we got to bring that with us. And just here, I wanted to say this. We had the staff night dinner, and I'm like, Jess, could you help lead that and even help put it together? And she was incredible. And even you had a term for even this party that we had, because it's just a lot to pull off so much in such a short amount of time. And we put, like, tablecloths and decorated, made it as nice as we possibly can. We were the servers, we were the hostesses, and we sat with them, and we ran the night. And Jess was running a lot of it and making beautiful signs. And she's like, I don't know how this all came together. It was like we had a party in a can because we just opened it up and there it happened. It was really amazing. But Jess is such a gift, and I would love to hear, Jess, even how this trip was for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. The trip, I'm still processing. I've grown up in church and worked in ministry teams in, like, different kind of ways, and we were on the runway in Bucharest coming back here, and I actually shed a little tear, which is not normal for me, but there was a piece of my heart that I left there. I'm thankful that a larger piece of my heart got to come back with me, because the number one thing that I think so far, still processing, number one thing that means a lot to me on this trip is just the family. Getting to live in community on mission in the name of Jesus is truly, like, the greatest privilege in our lives. And we often get to do that in a normal way, but the missions trip is just, like, really heightened. Like, getting to turn my email off for a week was, like, amazing. And just be there. To get to meet, I mean, you may have heard, if you grew up in church culture, like, of sister churches, but I really felt like the Misionio was, like, a twin church. Like, what are the odds that we got to serve in another church that meets in a textile factory? Like, if you haven't noticed, that's where we're at right now. Very strange. We went to home groups with them, and I know the group that Stephen was with, they were really focused on entrepreneurship and small business. And I was like, yeah, we hear about that. And the group I was in, they were like, last Sunday they preached about generosity. And I was like, us too. Like, that's weird. So I just want you to know that, like, I want to encourage you that you're part of a global family, and that the Holy Spirit, it really connects all of us. It was really, like, bizarro for me to go across the world but find people that felt like best friends immediately, and to go across the world and find church family that felt definitely on the same wavelength of what we're learning and walking in here. I also just want to thank the church for your generosity and helping us to go there, because No, for me, I'm in a chapter of my life where I knew that the money for this trip was going to come, but I also knew it wasn't going to come from my bank account. And I was, you know, penny pinching and saving and trying to work up to it. And God provided 100% of my trip. Like, amazing. I couldn't believe that happened. So to get to go and not only like just get there, but to go and get to be more than enough was really beautiful to go in the name of Jesus that way. So thank you to each of you that contributed and helped us to bless those who are doing the work on the ground. Just know that their hands and feet are also the ones that hold yours as part of the family of God. So thank you.
Thanks, Jess. As Stephen's coming up, I would like anyone that went to Romania, could you stand? We just want to just acknowledge who's here. If you went to Romania, stand. We got a few over here, right here. Oseas in the back. And obviously these guys. The rest of the team came to the first gathering. And I just want to make sure you saw who went. Oseas, you glad to be back with your baby girl? Yes, I'll bet you are. All right, Stephen, why don't you share what happened on you? What just some of the highlights for you and the takeaways?
Sure. So I want to begin by thanking Jess for robbing my thunder. It's awesome. I had this whole planned story, and you just totally botched my delivery. So really, that's it, guys. Thanks so much for letting me share. No, I had to make a silly joke because I've been terrified that if I stood up here, I would just weep like a bumbling idiot. It's difficult to go on a trip like that and come back to the U.S. Because you aren't exactly sure how to process. And you're not exactly sure when to process. And so I've been pretty good, was super excited to see my kids and my wife the last few days. And then, of course, as soon as I walk into church this morning, a wave of grief just hits me. And I just felt profoundly sad. Not because it's without hope, but just recognizing what so much of the world lives like. Seeing that extent of poverty, if I could begin, probably the most impactful moment for me was going into the village. And Annalisa, she shared in the first service, she's not here for this service, made a great observation. She said, I've seen poverty like that before, but I don't know that I've ever seen the degradation of the family unit to that degree. And so you have fathers and mothers with children, but there is no covering. There's no protection. There's no provision. Gina was telling us that it's normal that when they would pick the kids up in the morning, and I witnessed this myself, you'll have the whole family sleeping in a bed together in this shack like Brett described. And you have to understand, like, the shack's not even fully closed in. So they're exposed to the elements. And if you're in Africa or in a warm climate place, that might be okay. But if you're in Romania, there are brutal winters that these kids and these families endure. And so you can imagine walking in. Sometimes you have to shake the kids and wake them up in the bed. And a lot of the times the parents are passed out drunk, and the most you might get from them is to roll over, to just acknowledge it's you and roll back. There's no preparing the kids. There's no brushing their teeth, feeding them, clothing them. None of that's taking place. The mission is doing all of that for the families. And witnessing that as a dad of a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old is very, very challenging. I was keeping it together. We picked the kids up. We took them on the bus. And then when we got back to the mission and everyone starts to eat breakfast together, I was like, oh, I'm about to lose it. And I'm not going to be okay for a few hours. And thankfully, Gina came over and she scooped me up. And she said, hey, let's just go meet. And we sat down at a table together. Tamara, I don't remember what you said to me, but she became like a second mom to me on this trip. And she just laid her hand on my shoulder, and it was something simple like, hey, are you okay? And I was like, don't. And I looked at both of them and said, I would love to talk to you, but I just can't talk right now. Because if I talk, I'm going to lose it in front of these children. And the last thing you want to do is accentuate the fact of how rough their lifestyle is, right? And so I just had to rein it all back in and just go, I'm just going to be strong, get the work done, and then process when I get back home. And so thankfully, right now, I'm okay. 5 minutes ago, I may not have been, so here we are. But it is a lot to witness, and I feel a deep sense of gratitude, but also a deep sense of purpose and resolve. I'll talk about entrepreneurship in a moment, but now I've never been more motivated to make money. I'm serious. There's a lot that we need to do, and a lot that we have the opportunity to sow in. And so it's time for me to get busy. Anyway, so entrepreneurship story, as Jess indicated, we had the opportunity to split up in connection groups one night. It's just like small groups. And I had this Ephesians 1 kind of little mini teaching prepared. And as we were eating dinner right before the connection groups, I felt like the Lord said, no, you're not going to talk about that. You're going to talk about risk and entrepreneurship, which is like my life message right now. But I felt like this is not a good fit on the mission field. Like, this doesn't seem appropriate. What are the chances that this will land with the group that I'm with? And at that point, we had no idea what connection group we were going to be placed with. So it kind of felt like a roll of the dice. And I'm like, this could really, really tank quickly. But sure enough, we get the opportunity to describe the different connection groups, and one was a group of young adults. And I said, that's the group I want. To me, I just reasoned in my head, if there's any group that might be willing to step into that space, maybe the young adults would. And so we go, and it's me, Tamara, and Peter, and there's five kind of college age, a little bit older young guys, I think from 19 to 27, if I'm not mistaken. And so I begin to share, and what I learn is that three of the five guys are trying to move into the entrepreneurial space and start their own businesses, one of which had just left their job like 2 months before to start his own business. It was the most eerie. I can't describe it to you, but it was one of those moments that you just knew Holy Spirit had ordained the whole thing, because I had one thing prepared, flipped the script, didn't prepare anything, but it's all I talk about these days, so it's quite easy. And these guys are just looking at me on the edge of their seats, some of them with tears running down their eyes. And it was so beautiful. After I shared my spiel, each of them got to share their business ideas. It was like we had a mini incubator right there. And so then we got to come and lay hands on them, pray and prophesy. I literally gave them personal feedback, like, this is what I think about this idea. This is how you should approach it. Here's some strategy for you. It was bizarre. And absolutely beautiful. And I thought, wow, what another opportunity to take one of our core pillars and passions at Studio, which is, you know, creativity and business, entrepreneurship, and bring it to people in a totally different language, a totally different culture. It was beautiful. So, really thankful for that. The final thing I wanted to say was being a part of this team was absolutely remarkable. When I came to the first team meeting, I was like, this is going to be really, really interesting. I don't know that this team can gel together. It just seemed like such a hodgepodge of people. And it's shocking in amount, in what, roughly 10 days. It's like, these guys are family. Like, as I would go and hug Tamara and Greg and these three, I'm like, I could cry just seeing these guys. And the work ethic that they displayed, the flexibility that they displayed, the attitudes, it was so unbelievably remarkable. I am so proud of our church, and in particular these 22 people. And I will tell you, there's something that God does with the common bond of the Holy Spirit that is just indescribable and supernatural. In the natural, we may never be friends. But with God, you can't tear us apart. And so I just want to say thanks again to the team. I'm so grateful for everything we got to do. And thanks for the opportunity to share.
Thank you. There was a cool moment, Gina. They actually postponed their graduation a couple of days so we could be a part of it and be present for it, for their kids. And there was a moment Gina said, hey, I want to introduce you to someone. And the backdrop on this person was, I don't know if it was last year or a couple of years ago, something had happened where this lady from one of the villages got really frustrated at Gina for something. And she had gotten like six other women and started cornering Gina, kind of backing her into a corner, and was about to get physical. And one of them spat on her twice on her face and was just livid about something. And so it got to the point where Gina felt like it was about to go into a physical altercation. And so she yelled out, Juan, for one of her male staff members. And he comes and diffuses the whole thing, and that was that. So Gina said, I want you to meet the lady that spat on my face. I said, I'd love to meet. I want to see who this person. And I had envisioned something else. And she, this little thing, I'm like, wow. Don't mess with her, And they're talking for a few minutes, introduce myself, and you could tell she's had a very rough life. And then we kind of hugged and talked for a few minutes. And as she's walking away, she turned around and started blowing kisses to Gina. And we just started laughing. I said, here's the same person that was spitting on you in your face, about to beat you up, and now she loves you and is blowing you kisses. And that's really, to me, a really beautiful picture of this ministry. And they were telling us that one of the first responses from people from the villages is violence. Like anything, they just get violent. So just a beautiful picture of what love does it softens people and brings them into a different space. And we got to see that and be a part of that. And we wanted to share this portal with you guys. And again, this is just a small piece of what took place. And we just want to again say thanks so much for supporting us, praying for us, and financially sending us.
If you're on the Romania team, will you please come on up and join these up here?
Thanks for listening to today's talk. If you're interested in learning more about Studio here in Greenville, you can go check out our website, studiogreenville.com, and you can give us a follow on Instagram. Our handle is studio.greenville. Have a great week.